Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of High Velocity Radio, and these are my very favorite episodes because these are the marketing superheroes episodes. And today, I got with me Dave Woodward, and he is with a company called ClickFunnels. Welcome, Dave.
Hi, I'm glad to be on the show.
Dave, can you tell us a little bit about ClickFunnels? How are you serving folks?
Oh, sure. ClickFunnels is an online tool that allows small to middle-sized businesses the ability to generate leads or sell anything online. So everything from information products to physical products, generating leads. We've got over 65,000 customers currently on the platform, and had a lot of fun working with customers and businesses to help them get to the next level.
So now, are these kind of landing pages? Like, what is a click funnel?
Great question. What is a click funnel? So ideally, when we first started things off, most of the time people ended up using it, started off kind of with the idea as far as a landing page. But what we've realized is landing pages really isn't what most people, it's not what the customer really wants. What they want is a journey. They want, and the business owner, the way ClickFunnels is set up is to help take that customer through a journey to help them make the best decision in the interest of the consumer or their customer, as well as for the business. So say, for example, a lot of times a person will go to a website, and a website for us is almost, websites are kind of dead. And what I mean by that, it's pretty much just like a big billboard where you're sending someone there and you're just hoping that they're going to make the right clicks and go to the right direction. The idea behind an online sales funnel that's built on ClickFunnels is they actually have the opportunity of coming in for something specific. And then you're going to take them through a process of educating and informing them, and then ClickFunnels has all the shopping carts and things built in on the back end, where you then have the opportunity of having order form bumps, upsells and downsells. But most importantly, you have the ability then to continue to follow up with them on a regular basis. And it's really in the follow-up sequences where we see most of the revenue generated. We find for every dollar that comes in the front end, based on all the follow-up funnels on the back end, we typically see our average clients get somewhere between $17 for every dollar that comes in the front end.
So now, can we walk through like a hypothetical of how this would work for a make-believe customer?
Absolutely. Is there an industry you'd like me to discuss?
Yeah, I'm going to do it for my kid because I've been telling him to do this because I had this idea for him.
So, okay, what's your kid want to sell?
Okay, my kid right now, he is he does the tours for the university. He goes to college here in Atlanta. And he does the tours. Okay. And I'm like, you'd be a great tour guide. And in Atlanta, I don't know if you know this. Where are you calling from?
I'm up in Boise, Idaho.
Okay, so you're in Idaho. In Atlanta, last year, more motion pictures were filmed in Atlanta or in Georgia than anywhere in the world. A lot of the Marvel movies are filmed in downtown Atlanta. And so a lot of people around the country aren't aware of that. So they come to Atlanta and they don't know that they're walking by something that was in like I've been downtown in Atlanta. And as I was watching in the last Infinity War movie, I'm like, oh, that's right from downtown. Like I recognize it right away. So I said to him, since my kid's already doing these tours, I'm like, why don't you do a walking tour of the movie things that he knows? Because as he goes to class, he sees them filming movies and TV shows all the time. So I'm like, why don't you just do a walking tour? It could be just a side hustle for you and just have some sort of a landing page and that just that they can just sign up and you do this on the weekends and make a few hundred bucks, right?
I think that sounds awesome.
But this is a perfect scenario for your product, right?
Perfect. So let's go ahead and what's your son's name?
Max.
All right. So Max. So Max, what Max is going to have the opportunity of doing is, first of all, he's going to have to find something that's going to be of value to somebody as far as generating and building the list. And so we see it's not uncommon where a person is going to go ahead and provide something of value to them first. So as he's going out, he's going to be marketing, trying to get people at least interested in the service. And so one of the things that Max could end up doing is, one, he could go ahead and actually do the tour virtually himself and say, hey, would you like to see exactly where Infinity War was filmed and showcase and highlight some of those different things? And so here were some of the behind the scenes of Infinity War, seven of the top areas where the person would then go ahead, they could enter in their email address. And now he's got the opportunity to continue to follow up with them. If they wanted, he could also do the same thing. ClickFunnels allows you to do the same follow-up sequences through Facebook Messenger, which for a lot of the audience that he's going to be going after, probably Facebook Messenger is going to be as good, if not even better than email.
Mm-hmm.
So he could have both email and Facebook Messenger on the front page. They now are going, yeah, I'd love to see more of that. He then is going to go to the very next step. And if he wanted to, he could then go straight into an offer where he could say, you know what? I've actually taken people on these tours. And if you want, I can show you the behind the scenes tour. We filmed everything for you. And for $10, $20, what, you know, $19.95, whatever else, I'll send you the video of the person going behind the scenes of all the movies that were filmed here in Atlanta in the last year. And he then has that offer. What we find, Lee, is probably the most important thing is getting that first dollar online is by far the most important dollar to get.
Mm-hmm.
People are really skeptical at first as far as putting that first dollar out there. But Lee, once they put that first dollar out, you'll find it's so much easier to get the second, third, and fourth dollar just because they built trust with you. From there, then he could then go and have on that same inside the same funnel, he could then have an upsell where if he wanted to, he could actually either partner with physical products, either an Amazon link where he could sell the Infinity War DVD or any other, he could put a package together of all the DVDs of the movies that have been filmed in that area.
Right.
He then could go from that very, if they say, well, you know, I don't want to spend that, he could then have a down sale where he could then have either pictures of things that he's put together and his own commentary of what has been seen behind there.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, he now has them in his funnel where he can now follow up with them. He can now have, you know what, let me know the next time you're coming to Atlanta. And we actually have these tours. We actually take people on the tours. He could then film some of the people he's actually got on. I would take, you know, 10 people or so on a tour, come in for free, and he can go through, film that, and he could actually sell that as well. And so the whole idea behind a sales funnel is really bringing someone in at a low barrier of entry, and then from that, taking them further and further up the sales ladder to offer higher and higher ticket prices. We see the same thing happen, especially Comic-Con has probably done this best. If you take a look at some of the things that they've done, where you can literally buy anything and everything associated with the comic industry. And obviously Avengers is probably one of the biggest ones out there because of how Marvel has just done an amazing job filming all this kind of stuff.
Now, when you're working with a funnel of this kind, there's opportunities within the funnel to buy things. Is there opportunities to then kind of send kind of drip campaign messaging over time to kind of just, if they're not ready to buy today, they might be ready to buy in 3 months or so?
Absolutely, Lee. That's probably, as I mentioned at the very beginning, that's really where we see the majority of your revenue really comes from, are in all what we refer to it as, it's your follow-up funnel. It's all the sequencing. And what we've done inside of ClickFunnels is we've actually added in multiple different ways of communicating. We find that not everybody's going to be opening up their email. And so you could actually follow up with them either through email, through Facebook Messenger, through text, through desktop push notifications, through other social media channels. And the whole idea here is to help identify what is the way that your client prefers to be communicated with. And the idea here is, as you continue to follow up with them, eventually they're going to warm up to where they want to end up buying whatever that next product is. So we find typically inside of a follow-up funnel sequence where you're not going to be pitching every single time. The idea here is provide a ton of value. Provide as much value as you can in those sequences to where they look forward to getting the next email. I can tell you one of the things we've seen, we refer to as kind of an indoctrination sequence, which would be great for your son Max, where he could literally be telling stories through the different email sequences, or it works just the same as far as Messenger goes. And here he'd have the opportunity of taking the 4 or 5 email sequence and breaking that up into one story based over those 4 or 5 different emails to where literally the person can't wait to get the very next email. That's what really built the relationship with that client, who they then are like, you know, I'm actually gonna make a special trip to Atlanta just to meet with Max to go on this tour.
Now, this is and his thing is kind of a B2C play here. Does it work also in B2B where maybe the sale is more complex?
Oh, it absolutely does. It's kind of fun. We have inside of ClickFunnels, we have what we refer to as our two comma club. And Lee, it's anybody who's made over $1 million inside of a sales funnel. We started this just over a year and a half ago. And to date, we just crossed through 330 people have made over $1 million inside of a sales funnel.
Wow.
From that, we then went to the next level. And that is, well, if that many people are making $1 million, how many people are making 10? And so right now, we have over 19 people who have made over $10 million inside of a sales funnel. And most recently, the most recent one was a gentleman basically has medical spas, medi spas. And he has obviously a medi spa type of thing is still to B2C. But what he's seen is now he's actually starting to work on a B2B where he's teaching and training other medical spas how to generate millions of dollars a year utilizing their own businesses. And so his whole target then is identifying other businesses that are in his same vertical or his same niche and then generating the lead online. He then has a sales team on the back end who actually is following up with them and pitching high-end offerings in the neighborhood of high five to low six figure offerings.
Now, when you have a funnel like this, don't you need, how do you kind of get those people that fill the top of the funnel?
Great question. How do you get people in the top of the funnel? We've seen right now, probably the thing most people seem to be using is going to be Facebook. We see a lot of Facebook ads out there where people are using that to fill their funnel at the top, but that doesn't need to be the only way. Take, for example, we're on a podcast. And we have a lot of people I've seen in the B2B business utilizing podcasts that are then shared on LinkedIn. And links then are given inside of the podcast to where they can go ahead and generate that traffic. So that in essence is free traffic that then fills that funnel. I've seen people use LinkedIn quite a bit as far as the B2B opportunity of using that as a way of either posting ads on LinkedIn or else driving traffic through a content standpoint, whether they're putting together blog posts or articles or videos that are then shared on LinkedIn with a link then that goes to the top of their funnel.
Now, does it work best when there's information products or can it work like if I'm a consultant and all I'm selling is my consulting time?
Oh, great question. Does it work best as far as information products or if you're a consultant as far as time goes? I'm going to add one more in there and that's going to be physical products. Let me address all three of those. So information products, that's really, we started off in the information product business, Lee, years ago. And so when we built ClickFunnels, that was kind of the idea behind it. But we very quickly saw that our fastest growing segment actually was consultants. And a lot of the consultants were using this, whether it was a B2B, they're trying to generate the lead. And their lead costs online are so much cheaper. And so we see a lot of people utilizing a sales funnel like ClickFunnels to generate the lead and either put them into an application funnel on the back end where the person is then, they can take them either to a webinar where they then spend an hour, hour and a half with them on the webinar, teaching them, providing value. And then at the end of that webinar, they can then be put into an application where the person has said, you know what, if you'd like, I only work with, I've got time right now for this next month of, you know, 3 to 5 different people. And it allows you the opportunity of providing massive value, increasing your credibility, and then utilizing the webinar funnel as a way to then get an application where they're already pre-sold and you can then hand pick versus you having to go out and feel like you're trying to sell your services on a regular basis.
Now,
so go ahead.
You mentioned that you had like, I think $330 million funnel people. Can you break down were they information products? Were they consultants? Like what would be the breakdown of those 330 successful funnel users?
The crazy thing is we literally see them in all sorts of different niches. I have one to nonprofit summer camp up in Canada, and they basically have used ClickFunnels to fill their summer camp. I've got one recently that is Redline Steel down in your neck of the woods, down in the Georgia area. And they sell, you may have seen these large steel things that are kind of like craft type of things people have on their walls, craft art, steel art, things of that sort. One of his big things has been a waving American flag built out of steel. He uses a free plus shipping offer on that. And he's actually one of our 18 that have done over 10 million and use ClickFunnels to sell that piece. Another one, recently we had a lady who just qualified and she was in the, she sells soap, literally just custom made soaps and, beauty products. And she does all that through ClickFunnels. We've got a lot of people I know who've done it through the fitness space, through the automotive space, a lot of Amazon sellers. We've got a franchise actually out of Southern California that sells franchise opportunities. So there's this, they actually work more on it. I mean, these are high six figure type of franchises for assisted living facilities.
And so that's how they go to market. That's fascinating. Now when they're,
yeah, so they've,
it could be, it sounds like it's, you know, just up to your imagination. So when they, when they choose ClickFunnels, does that mean that ClickFunnels, in essence, is their website now? So they put aside their website and they're just using ClickFunnels as their main kind of way to communicate?
Lee, that's a great question. I get that quite a bit. And the answer is yes and no. And what I mean by that is we have a lot of people who start off and they said, you know, I've already got a website going and I don't want to disrupt what I currently have. And so they'll use ClickFunnels as what we refer to as a subdomain. So it may be something like lee.clickfunnels.com or something like that, where it's a subdomain or whatever their main site. It could be lee.highvelocityradio.com.
Right.
And so it's just the subdomain of that. And they have their main pages on their hosting on whatever their current server is. And then they would just be using that to lead capture and generate leads and follow up. We also have seen over time where a person's entire business is built on ClickFunnels. We've got a large supplement company that started off in the weight loss industry selling information products. They now sell supplements. They did just over $3.5 million last month, and their entire business is built on ClickFunnels.
So you can use ClickFunnels as your entire web presence if you so desire.
Absolutely.
And then when you do use that, that's all of the kind of tools you need. Do you have to keep buying the, you know, like there, everybody sells some special tool nowadays, or is it all part of ClickFunnels, or is it, or it all integrates with ClickFunnels?
The answer on that is yes and yes. Meaning it actually is all that can be built inside of ClickFunnels, meaning your entire webpage, all of your email autoresponders, all of your follow-up funnels, whether it's through Facebook, through texting platforms, all of your shopping carts, everything actually can be built and done inside of ClickFunnels. And we find that a lot of people do that. Other people who, when they first get started, may just have a little piece of it, and we integrate with a host of other services just to make that transition simple. Zapier is a company we've got a lot of integrations with, so you can actually use ClickFunnels on the front end and have other services that you want all put together through Zapier. But we find over time, once a person gets used to it, it's a drag and drop, simple, easy editor to use. And we find over time, people start putting their entire business and everything from their email to their follow-up funnels to their shopping cart to all of their websites, their landing pages, everything built in membership sites, all built inside of ClickFunnels.
So I can keep track of everything and keep everything integrated under one kind of ClickFunnel umbrella. I don't need a web guy anymore, or is this like, or do I still need my web guy?
Oh man, fantastic question, Lee. You do not need your web guy. So we find that some people still want to focus on their own business and they'll hire a tech person to build out their funnels for them, but we have a lot of our small businesses who are just kind of getting started and everything else. They do absolutely everything themselves, everything built on ClickFunnels, and have absolutely no problem building a 6-7-figure business by themselves just utilizing ClickFunnels without having to have a tech guy or anyone else.
And then is this service, is it software as a service? It's a monthly fee to be part of ClickFunnels, and I can just start from scratch?
That's correct.
It, like, if there's a migration of my existing website, is there a service you provide to help me migrate an existing website, or it's better to build it from scratch?
We actually have both options. We find most people use, so for $97, You can get started with ClickFunnels. So it's $97 a month, and that will allow you to basically start building out all your landing pages and sales funnels and everything else. And we find for people when they're first getting started, that's kind of what they'll start with. Very quickly, we see them adding in all of the autoresponders and the email and the follow-up sequences, and that's at our $297 a month price. And we do have a lot of people who will actually help migrate your pages, your funnels, your whole website over to ClickFunnels for a fee.
So for $297 a month, I'm getting all of the bells and whistles.
You're getting all the bells and whistles, yep.
And then for $97, I'm getting the landing pages, and then what else?
So you're getting all the landing pages, your shopping cart. The only thing that's not included at the $97 price point, and that's going to be the email deliverability. Whereas at $97, if you wanted, we do integrate with, you know, MailChimp and AWeber and a lot of the other email service providers out there. But if you wanted to have it all built inside of ClickFunnels, that's at the $297 price point.
And then that way it can all be under, at that point, everything's under the ClickFunnels umbrella.
Everything's under it. Yep.
And then do you, how is your customer support? Like, do you have kind of people that are holding my hand in this, or is it kind of I'm on my own?
We actually are huge advocates of customer support. We realize that this is your business. It's extremely important. So we've got customer support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Currently, most of the support is handled through email and chat. We do have, we're looking at rolling out in the next few months here, the opportunity of having a phone support for an additional fee.
Now, what if I'm having, like I'm plateauing? Is there ways to get help, like for kind of tweaking or like kind of objectively looking at what I got and saying, you know what, you may want to try this or that, or some, you know, some kind of consultation? You guys probably know all the best practices because you've been doing it for so many people for so long.
That's been a lot of fun. We've seen a lot of best practices. And I think the fun part about that, Lee, is those best practices, they tend to change over time. As you probably saw, Facebook, you know, got slapped recently, and all of a sudden traffic sources kind of dwindle and change. And so we do have quite a bit of support to help people wherever they do get stuck like that, to make sure that that person can take a look at their funnel, see where they're at, and see different types of things that they can provide. We also have a lot of free resources for that, a lot of additional training, helping the, we have what we refer to as our Funnel Fridays, where our CEO basically every single Friday builds out an entire funnel from scratch, and people can literally watch Russell do that any Friday they want, or they can go to funnelfridays.com and they can see all the different funnels that he's already built out, and people can get ideas and things from there.
And then, like, building out a funnel is, what does that mean? Like, from scratch? Like, he's just doing what we did on earlier with Max's, where you just take an idea and then say, okay, this is the free thing to get their email, and then you're going to walk them through and sell them these three things?
That's exactly right. The only difference is we actually will take an actual product and in 30 minutes go through and build out an entire funnel for it. So you'll actually see Russell building out the funnel online. Jim Edwards is a buddy that he's got a product called Funnel Scripts that writes all of your sales copy and everything else. And so the two of them basically are on every single Friday, kind of going through, taking a product. We have a lot of products that get shipped into our office, and they'll take one of those products and they'll create the entire sales funnel in the next 30 minutes, building it out actually inside of ClickFunnels so you can see how fast it can actually get done. And then through that whole process, showing you different tips and tricks of what's working and what's not working.
And you've seen, it sounds like pretty amazing success that you've gotten 7, 8, 9-figure businesses running off of ClickFunnels now. That's pretty impressive.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We actually are in the process right now of, we work with a couple of different organizations from a nonprofit standpoint. One of them happens to be Operation Underground Railroad, that is a company that focuses on stopping child sex trafficking and things of that sort. And we actually are launching a funnel today that is a documentary we created with them. So it's kind of a fun funnel to see where you could actually take a documentary and see how a documentary can be used inside of a sales funnel, generate revenue for a nonprofit organization.
Wow. So you're using your tools for good. That is a noble gesture, and it's good to see that more businesses doing that. That we're seeing that here in the studio here in Atlanta, that they're looking at their stakeholders, not just their customers, but just their communities they serve as well. So good for you guys.
Thanks. We had a lot of fun. We did. We created the documentary, rolled it out at our annual users conference, Funnel Hacking Live, in March, and raised $1 million for them. Then we also have another organization. For every dollar, for every funnel that gets published and goes live inside of ClickFunnels, we donate $1 to World Teacher Aid, and that's an organization that builds schools in Kenya. And I'm actually flying over to Kenya next week to see some of the schools we built. So it's a lot of fun.
And if somebody wanted to learn more, what's the website?
It's clickfunnels.com, clickfunnels.com.
Well, Dave Woodward, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Lee, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. If you want to get a hold of Dave, you can go to clickfunnels.com. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Marketing Superheroes.